We left off yesterday pointing out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tavlin for the Yetzer Hara Torah, and that there are three types of individuals who unfortunately do not relate to that tavlin. One is the Pesi, one is the Leitz, and one is the Ksil. The Pesi doesn't relate to the Torah because the Torah would crimp his style. He's a Baal Taifa. He's interested in Olam Hazeh, and the Torah limits very much his ability to fulfill his ta'avot of Olam Hazeh. The Leitz is the individual who is not into Taifa, but rather simply gets Hana'ah from Bitul Torah, from nothingness, from just escaping any sense of responsibility, any sense of meaning in life. That's something which is sweet by him, and therefore, of course, the Torah would be the opposite, the total opposite of such an approach. And the third is the Ksil, someone who knows that he theoretically should be learning Torah, but it's hard. It's very frustrating to him, and therefore he can't deal with it. And so these are the three individuals who take a step back. Comes Shlomo HaMelech, according to the Gra, and he says that each of these individuals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents a refuah. Tashuvu l'tochachti, that's the refuah for the peti. Hinei abia lachem ruchi, that's the refuah for the leitz. Odia devarai etchem, that's the refuah for the ksil. So we began yesterday pointing out tashuvu l'tochachti, tochacha, is what we call, you know, it's banging someone on the head, giving him mussar. That works very well for the Baal Tava. That's Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is a hammer on the head pointing out, what do you think, that you're really into Hanoah, your Hanos are no Hanoah. These are all passing. They're actually, you're hurting yourself, and you're not getting anywhere, and no one's happy, and, you know, for in the rat race, and, you know, it's wake up. That certainly is, you know, the tochacha, which is meaningful for the peti. Let's skip for a minute to the ksil. The ksil who finds learning very, very frustrating. Here, the Gra understands odia devaray eschem, very, very interestingly. Hu neged katashlishit shema ksilim, asher yisnu hatorm nechisaron havana, lehen omer odia devaray eschem, tir'u metikuta v'tohavu ota. There is another way of looking at Torah. The Torah doesn't have to necessarily be breaking your heads over a piece of Gemara. Not everyone was built to break their heads over a piece of Gemara. So learn Agadita. So we'll go into Chassidus. There are other approaches. Find the metikus of Torah without necessarily the frustration. That there is, you don't have necessarily, shouldn't use as an excuse, I can't learn because I'm not getting anywhere, because I'm frustrated. So learn something else. So learn something which is simpler. So read Rabbi Fran. There are a lot of things that a person can do that are meaningful, that have a metikut, and will bring about an ahava. The problem is in terms of the leitz. What exactly is the refuah for the leitz? Those who have studied Rav Huttner's svarim knows that Rav Huttner holds there's no refuah to a leitz. A molek is the leitz. In other words, the leitz has to be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei isn't kayim as long as there are leitzim that are around. But the Gra understands over here that Shlomo HaMelech built in a refuah for a leitz, but it requires just a little bit of background. So let's just read it together. Hinei abia lachem ruchi neged bali halotzon v'yoshvei kranot ein lahem ta'avot olam hazeh. Again, they're not into the hana'os of the physical world. Elapum fakert halotzon chom d'mehem. They enjoy making fun of everything. Ki rucham lo nacha velo shakta ad shiyedabru divrei latzon. That they're not happy unless they're able to come up with a good joke. They're not happy unless they're going to come up with a good cynical statement. They're not going to be happy unless they're going to have a comment on everything. Umizelahem nachat ruach. They get their nachat ruach from commenting on the dress of the president. Or the dress of the president's wife at the ball, or his dance steps, etc. They get their nachas ruach from talking about shtuyot. V'hatam. What's behind this? Why does this bring their nachas ruach? Neshe kol davar she'adam osa nosnim lo ruach mimarom v'hu hamaseyeh oto l'asot odrim ke'ela. Those who learn nefesh achayim will recall that when a person does a mitzvah, so then this mitzvah makes its way up to the Kisei HaKavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to this person a halo that sort of envelops him, and he's enveloped in this ruach hataharu, and ruach of kedusha, and that brings him to do more mitzvos. And we have over here this mitzvah goeris mitzvah. Hu hadin pointed out the nefesh achayim, that when a person does an avera, that then he's melufaf, that then he brings himself into an atmosphere of tuma, and that atmosphere of tuma is a slippery slope. Namely, he gets sort of addicted to his actions. That once he's made fun of one thing, so then this ruach tuma says, why stop there? Make fun of this, and make fun of this, and make fun of this, and make fun of this. That he gets involved it feeds on itself. That's the ruach mimarom. That's the atmosphere. Hu maseya osol asot dvarim ka'elu. V'zeh ruach eino nach v'shaket ad sha'ose od dvarim ka'elu. It builds into him a hunger for doing similar things. Once he's done a mitzvah, he has a hunger to do more mitzvahs. When he does an avera, he has a hunger to do more averos of that nature. V'hu nehne mehem. U'mizeh yesh lo nachat ruach. In other words, that the ruach is there to waiting to be nach. Nach, in other words, that he'll be able to relax. But then that nachat ruach brings about another ruach, and then you need another menucha. So the mitzvah will bring about a desire to do more mitzvos, and it's only going to be nachat ruach. The ruach is only going to be nach when he does another mitzvah. And then again he'll be enveloped in this ruach, and again you need a nachat. So who had it in terms of the avera? V'chein b'dvar mitzvah, o dvar avera. V'zohi avera goreis avera, mitzvah goreis mitzvah, chol dvar avera shehi gedola. So again, the greater the level of mitzvah, you understand, the greater the ruach that will push to do more mitzvahs. The greater the avera, the greater the ruach in that direction. Gam haruach haba mimena hi gedola. U'misave od yosel avera, b'chein mitzvah gedola, b'ruach imakam kadosh ma'od. U'misave ma'od l'mitzvah, v'nehene ma'od machmatzah ha-mitzvos. V'yadua, in other words, if we're going to give marks and going to choose the highest level spiritually of a mitzvah, mitzvah ha-gedola mikol ha-mitzvos, hu limud Torah, and then what would be the avera gedola? That would be bitul Torah. Hadvarim ha-betelim v'haleitzanus zehipuch ha-Torah. So just as limud Torah brings a person, pushes him as far as he can, Kosh Baruch Hu, if you will, call it Siyata Deshmaya. But Derech Shadam Rotzalech Malichin until he'll get the highest level of Siyata Deshmaya via his Limud Torah to learn more and to do more mitzvahs. He'll get the highest level of the Ruach of the Sitra Achra from the Bitul Torah. V'lachen yesh ha-no'a midvorim b'teim v'litzanos yotzer mikol averos. In other words, all the ta'avos, this ta'ava, that ta'ava, nothing is like a situation comedy. There's nothing that brings a person more hana'a than making leitzanus of everything under the sun. There's no physical hana'a, but the hana'a is of the emptiness, building emptiness. That he feels, I need more emptiness, I need more emptiness. Hipuch ha-Torah shehi ma'ayan ha-noveya. Given all of that, so what can you do with such a person? How can you help him? So Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'll help. I'm going to create for him an opportunity to feel the Hana of Torah. I'm going to allow him to walk in accidentally to a shir, to sit down and learn, and to be enveloped with the Ruach of Torah, and maybe, in other words, and then he'll have a choice. He'll have a nekudas habachira, right? That the Mirta Meliya always points out that a person's makom is where his nekudas habachira is. If he doesn't have a nekudas bachira, he's not a person. But to be a tzelmakim is to be a bocher. I'm going to give him a bachira. Hinei abir lachem ruchi, v'az yeh lachem ayidei ruach hakodesh hanoa gedola kamaya noveya. I'm going to point out that there's another way of enjoying life aside from being empty. There's a way of filling life with reality of kedusha. Ubivada yehano ayosa gedola mizoki atora keneged kula. Vahana as ruach hakodesh gedola mi ruach hatuma. Neshezoi hano amitis, but then he still has bechira. Right? And that's going to be his bechira. But I'm going to give him a bechira. I'm going to bring him back to a point of bechira by pointing out that hano that he gets from laughing at everything, making fun of everything, being cynical of everything, you can get a higher hana'a from finding meaning in things, and then you'll have to choose which way he's going to live his life. Okay, so Akash Baruch Hu says that I'm doing mine. And it's a person, I created the Yetzirah, I created the Torah Tavla. Person who takes advantage, Yiras Hashem Reishis Chachma, gets involved in learning, so he can immunize himself. A person who doesn't take advantage because of he's a petty, he's a late, or he's a ksil, I'll give him a refuah. Then the question is, what will he decide to do with that refuah? Yan, in other words, okay, so I'll send him, I'll send the ksil to this individual who will give a one beautiful Hasidic story, and I'll send the peti to someone who will bang him over the head, and the lates I'll give my own siyata d'shmaya yan karasi vati ma'enu. But then if that doesn't work, namely that I called the person when we were still relatively close and he just decided to turn away, natisi yodi ve'en makshiv, that when the person is close to someone else he can speak to him, the person is farther away and there's no longer a call, he can wave to him. A wave to the person, ve'en makshiv, v'tifru'u kol atzasi v'tochachti lo avisem. In other words, that all the etzes that I gave in the perek and all the tochacha, this doesn't interest this person. Then, unfortunately, we have the other side of the coin, the mida k'neged mida. Af ani be'etchem eschak el ag bevo pachtechem. So in terms of the leitz is interested in making fun of everything, so he'll look at, and in other words, he's being basically being made fun of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being turned empty by himself. In other words, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show him his emptiness, that he'll be the laughing stock, he'll be the object of derision. In terms of the peti who is interested in Olam Hazeh, so unfortunately he will get the opposite of Olam Hazeh, the Shoah and the Sufa. And the Ksil, who was afraid of effort and frustration, he's going just to have to live a life of effort and frustration, but it's not going to lead anywhere. Namely, everyone is going to get their comeuppance, and then at that point where they rejected that which I offered them, so part of the mida k'neged mida is that I called out to them, right? Karasi, so they'll call out to me. I was noteh yadi, so yishacharuni, they'll search for me. And just as they were in makshiv, the lo yimtzeuni, tachas kisanudas, v'yiras Hashem lo bacharu, that basically all these phrases are from the first perek, we're now completing the first perek, that the whole purpose of the Sefer was l'da'as kochma, sanu l'da'as kochma, the purpose was yiras Hashem reishis, so yiras Hashem lo bacharu, lo avu l'atzasi, bni im yifatucha, na'atzu kol tochachti, ad masai pesayim, v'yochlu mipri darkama, l'tzeham yisbal, that a Pekash Baruch Hu gives an individual bechira chafshis, and they'll live with their bechira, that they'll be ochel v'saveya from their choice. Ki mishuvat p'tayim tahargem, the peti is the mishuvah shuvah b'derech libo, that he is taken captive by his desires. That desire will kill him. Shalvat haksilim, the ksil who doesn't want to work, doesn't want to be frustrated. That ta'abdem. Shomea li yishkan betach v'sha'anami pachavra. Okay, so b'linadu tomorrow we'll begin Perek Beis.